I had a conversation with a friend recently that sparked something within me in an entirely new way. You've probably heard the concept, be in the moment. Be present. Living in the past, or worrying about the future only robs us of the joy of the moment. Something along those lines, right? Well, I know it's been said to me in about 1,000 different ways, 1,000 different times. But something about the way my friend reiterated this to me recently was mind-shattering. My friend is someone that I would describe as pragmatic, grounded and interested in the aspects of the world that are tangible and evidence-based. He's incredibly smart and wonderfully quirky. When he asked how I was doing one day, I relayed, with subtle morbid humor, that I was feeling I was in a low-key but constant state of existential and identity crisis, and lacking purpose. He responded with a really direct, practical and prolific statement. He said, "I've never really understood people's need for a purpose, frankly. I find the questions, why are we here, and, why am I here, irrelevant. My thought is that life doesn't need a reason to exist, merely the opportunity. And that changes the life experience from purpose-driven to experience-driven. As a result, I've never really looked towards an outcome. And even though I have heard this sentiment time and time again, something about the blunt and incredibly grounded way he said it struck a new chord within me. What I do, isn't important. And while this can be a momentary ego gut punch, it's also incredibly liberating. It was this instant release of pressure. No one is watching me to make sure I reach a certain goal or outcome. No one cares. I care, but when I continue to reinforce the narrative that my daily actions are of no consequence without some grandiose impact, I am essentially missing out on the magic of my monotony. The everyday stuff that happens every day. That's the real part of life. There will still be times that I get to sparkle and shine, and have big moments of celebration. But if I focus on those as the point, or purpose, of my life, I'm going to miss the importance of the unimportant things, the things that happen every day. And those things are a far greater representation of life as a whole. The days that put my son to bed, and he feels compelled to share with me his entire vocabulary and list as many words, people, and animals he knows, including an attempt to sing, "Twinkle Little Star," that is the experience that day. That's the purpose of that day, that's what holds value. Or the days I want to jump off a bridge because he's having a meltdown every 10 minutes, probably because he asked for yogurt and I gave him yogurt. There's value in that experience too. I'm rewiring myself, experience-driven, not purpose-driven. Many of us grew up being praised for good marks, achievements, talent, skills, or appearance, and less focus was put on our effort, the process, or the experience itself. So we're using our later years to reparent ourselves and navigate new ways we can interact with the world. And perhaps these shifts will leave room to create a greater sense of inner peace and authentic fulfillment.